This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, I hope you got your best yawning in on Tuesday morning after the four-day weekend. Now, I never thought I would say this, right? I've enjoyed my long and illustrious career of unemployment. But it's good to be back to work. It's good to be out the house. It's good to have something to do. It's good to have a reason to get up in the morning. In fact, it's good to have a reason to bathe, even though the cold front refuses to go away. These things are good. Now, from an anti-capitalist, anti-imperialist perspective, right? People shouldn't have to work to survive and have the basic needs. But we must always remember, whether people have to work or not, there is dignity in work. And there is dignity and pride in accomplishing things, right? In setting out to do things, in realizing what you can do, and then achieving that,
amen,
right?
Amen.
These things are good. And, you know, sometimes I have to remind my former self of that because unemployment, while it seems daunting to those who have bills, not working is fun. Like, not working is nice. Not having the stress and the pressure, right? Is great. And so we got to find balance in this life. Right. So for those of you who spend the whole weekend having fun, chilling out, maybe some of us had to work. That's a good thing. For some of us, not so good a thing. But good yawning this morning. Also, thank you to the weather gods who allowed the cold front to stay for one more day.
Oh, that was a blessing.
Yeah, that heat was creeping up yesterday, hey?
Yeah. That was a blessing, man.
Absolutely. And good morning to my guest co-host, Mr. Darwin Thompson.
Good morning, Bahamas.
Young human rights advocate and young father. Father to a little baby girl who's take up all your time. What did y'all do this holiday weekend?
Well, this holiday was a bit boring. I work in no uncertain terms, so I have no schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So this weekend we spent a lot of time at the beach, a lot of time in the car, chilling with each other, talking with each other, learning some words. So she learned some words in Spanish this weekend.
Okay.
It was amazing. So she's able to say, dame un beso, so give me a kiss. So she learned how to say that this weekend. It was awesome.
I need you to teach me how to say, give me a tamarind.
Sure. Dame un tamarind.
That's it? Dame un tamarind?
Yeah.
Boy, babies, y'all better watch out for me. If you hear me talking to you and you don't understand what it is, just give me a couple tamarind.
Yes.
We could be friends.
Yes.
Awesome. Also, I would like to say, I'm sorry that I did that thing on Thursday when I told y'all it is rain every Easter holiday weekend for forever. I'm sorry I may have brought the weather gods upon us. But maybe that provided an opportunity for us to spend time with each other in different ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's blood family. Sometimes it's the family we've made.
Right.
But maybe that gave some of us an opportunity to do things that we don't normally do with each other. But don't blame me for the rain.
Yeah.
It does rain.
No, Aaron.
Every
they blame
Easter
you.
Holiday.
They blame you.
Also, in the news this morning, and let me say to my audience, today is a headlines call-in day. So we're talking about what's in the papers today, maybe something that was left over from Thursday's paper that you want to talk about. I see you, Honorable Houston Moultrie, and this madness about five more seats. You all don't know what to do with the seats you all have now. Why you want five extra seats? And if you'd like to join the conversation, remember, you can text us on Guardian Radio text line. The Guardian Radio text line is 422-4796. That's 422-4796. That's powered by BTC, standard text rate supply. Or you can call us at 323-6232. 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316 or 326-4259. We're talking headlines today, and we're talking what's going on in the month of April. Now, you can tune into Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on your radio dial, or you can catch us on, we're streaming live audio and video on guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Or you could listen in on TV on Cable Bahamas Channel 969 or Flow Channel 612. Mm-hmm. Or you could download the Guardian Radio app for your Apple or Android smart devices and listen to our audio feed or watch us on our video feed right there on the Guardian Radio app. And today you can tune in via Facebook. If you go to the page or the account On the Clock, we are running a live feed this morning on that page on Facebook, On the Clock with Erin Green. So there are a multitude of ways for you to join in the conversation this morning. I've got a text here. How much more time you want us to spend with each other? We've been locked down with each other for almost 2 years. Well, here's what the vibe is, Texter. We got a whole lot more time to spend with each other. God spare life, mm-hmm. Right? Because no matter how much time you spend on this planet, you can be spending time with people,
yes.
Right? Whether it's your family, whether it's your extended family, whether it's your friends, right? Whether it's community members, where you gonna go? I can be honest with you, Bahamas Airs fly everywhere, but they don't fly to Kathmandu. You can't get to the top of the world to go be by yourself.
Yeah.
And then even if when you by yourself, Texter, we all have a relationship with the universe, with the environment around us. There is no one of the definite things in this on this planet in this life experience is that you can't separate yourself from the things around you as much as you want to try. And I want to say to my Bahamian drivers, I see you out there trying to ignore the things and people around you. I see you out there pretending like they don't exist, right? You flash your eyes and everybody on the road is gone and you can do what you want. I see you. In fact, I saw a bunch of y'all this morning pretending like you don't understand how the rules of the road work. So, to the driver that bought papers opposite the Sailing Club on East Bay Street this morning and then obstructed traffic to turn from the left-hand side of the road straight across to the Sailing Club to go back east on the Eastern Road, please don't do that anymore. You notice the three cars behind you that almost collided?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They slowed down expecting you to drive off.
Yeah.
Forward.
Yeah.
Not to turn right. And here's what you could have done instead of immediately turning right into the Sailing Club. You could have gone forward mm-hmm. onto Shirley Street, mm-hmm. turned right to the Montague ramp
right.
access,
right.
turned back onto East Bay Street, and been on your merry way. In a matter of seconds. I know, you know, in the morning, this is your peaceful time, maybe. You get a few minutes out of the house from the children to catch yourself, but you still are not alone, and you still have to consider the impact of your actions on the other people around you. I want to say good morning to the Parks and Beaches 24/7 response van that used the sidewalk access to get onto the park opposite Montague. Listen, here's what we need to do. Don't think of it as me snitching on you. Think of it as me alerting the appropriate authorities that a better system needs to be put in place for the management of that space.
Yeah.
When it's a busy fishing weekend, you need to be able to move those large boulders to accommodate the increased number of trailers and large vehicles that have just put boats in the water. Parks and Beaches, you need to have communication with the works or whoever's responsible for putting the big boulders right. at the entryway to stop, you know, people who are not supposed to park their vehicles on the grass park. That's there to stop them. It's not there to stop you, right? So maybe what you could do is you could coordinate with Ministry of Works and Ministry of Transport so that we can create a proper access to that park space for people when they need it. Because y'all done mash up the sidewalk. The sidewalk done break up. And the government just spent $20 million.
Yeah.
Now, I've been told they didn't spend a whole $20 million on sidewalks.
Aaron, that's too hard for them, man.
No, man, they didn't spend a whole $20 million on sidewalks, but we know they ain't building no more sidewalks.
Right.
Because they done flush their sidewalk budget.
Exactly.
Something has to be done. Pedestrians use that space, right? And also it turns out that that space has become a site for people asking for assistance. Mm-hmm. So whether it's young men that may have a mental health or a substance abuse problem mm-hmm. that are sitting at that intersection to ask for money, or if it's the family that allows their little children mm-hmm. to solicit, to sell snacks on the side of the road, right? Plenty of people use that space. It's not just for vehicles. And the sidewalk and the maintenance of the sidewalk is very important. Extremely. So just coordinate with Ministry of Works, Parks and Beaches. Y'all is government. Y'all should be talking to each other. You can't pretend like one doesn't exist. Also, the light at Blue Hill Road and Cumberland Street was off this morning. That should never happen. That's a dangerous intersection. The newspaper stand and the bromeliads and the bougainvillea and the flowers and the median right there
right.
already block the visuals, mm-hmm. the view mm-hmm. of oncoming traffic from Blue Hill Road.
Right.
If you're on, what's that, Duke Street, mm-hmm. trying to enter Cumberland Street, or if you're trying to go up to Greycliff Hill, right?
Right.
So your view is already blocked when the light is on.
Mm-hmm.
People are already running the red light on both sides, knowing that the view is blocked, right?
Yeah.
But now the light is off. And I wondered, why is it that the officers that regularly engage in traffic checks opposite the Hilton, why couldn't they reposition themselves to that light?
Exactly.
Particularly when we just had a traffic fatality.
And it's been 2 days that the light has been off. It was off yesterday, too.
For real?
Yeah, yeah.
For two whole days?
Yeah, it was off yesterday, too.
And the amount of officers that travel through, oh, my goodness.
Oh, I would stop there as well.
Oh my goodness.
By a very kind officer, too, I might add. he was extremely kind.
He was
not at the Hilton. Yeah, I was stopped there, and he was very kind. I have to give him props for that one.
Did he use his discretion and not ticket you when he could have ticketed you?
Well, there wasn't really anything to ticket for, thank God. But he was very courteous in the way that he spoke. He wasn't rough. He wasn't, boss man, what you do, whatever. And I actually almost drove off because they were giving conflicting demands. One was like, come forward.
Yeah,
and then the other one was like, stop. So he was like, why you didn't stop, man? I was like, man, I was so confused just now. He was like, no problem. How you doing? Insurance, everything checked out, went on my way. I was happy about that. That was special.
That's awesome. Okay, so two things. When you say it's special, and from my tone, it would suggest that these things only happen once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
But I could be fair and say that there are a lot of officers out there
agreed.
That are not performing in what we, the public, think is the standard protocol for officers on the plantation.
Right.
They are helpful. Mm-hmm. They are polite.
Yes.
They are easygoing when the situation warrants it.
Yes.
And it makes us realize that a lot of officers respond to the energy that they're getting from you
agreed.
Initially.
Agreed.
A lot of officers are performing, right? They have a,
right.
They have to have... They have to figure out how to be the authority.
Right.
And so sometimes when you come on to them, you may be correct.
Yeah.
In the sense that there's nothing you could imagine that warrants them even stopping your vehicle.
Right.
Right?
When really all they want to do is check on you.
Yeah. Well, and also we understand that officers use these traffic opportunities, right? A properly functioning system, officers should use traffic and your use of the public roads
yes.
as an opportunity to determine probable cause, right?
Right.
So,
right.
if I see you And in fact, I watch a lot of British shows, and they say, yeah. man, your car looks so dirty, we had to stop that.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
likely if your car dirty, your tires ain't at the right, your tires not at the right height.
Right.
There's probably other things wrong with your car.
Yeah.
We probably see a whole bunch of, infractions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
yes.
saying? Mm-hmm. And so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, dear Bahamian drivers, I ain't snitching on y'all either, you know. Stop riding dirty. First
yeah,
of all,
yeah,
stop
yeah.
riding dirty. Stop doing foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
Stop doing things you know you ain't supposed to do in your car.
Exactly.
Because the police are supposed to use traffic, right, as a method of, not indictment, interdiction, right?
Yes.
Like if I see something, that's my opportunity to speak to you and determine if anything else is going on wrong
exactly.
in this vehicle.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
if your car is up to snuff, then I have no reason to stop you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And if I do, go on your way. You're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
You got a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron. How
good.
You doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Wonderful. And yeah, and also to your guest.
Mr. Darwin Thompson, yes.
Yes.
Okay, good morning, Mr. Thompson. Aaron, sometimes when I hear you on Wolf Road and you buy the little bar, hail us, man.
Which one? No, not me by the bar.
No, when you buy the bar. No, yeah, me.
Okay.
But when you're driving by and the little white car and I shout out Aaron.
Yeah.
Hail me, man.
Okay.
Anyway, let me get to my topic.
Yes, sir.
All right. I just want to say to the police, not all of them, over the holiday twice, the commissioner of police said on Thursday, if you are not gathered in more than groups of five, the police should not bother you.
Mm-hmm.
So, to the police on Wolf Road, I mean, I don't know if you all might be listening, but don't be mad with me. When you all stop, people who live on Wolf Road, the places of life, if you have certain places like Mahogany and Nesbitt and all that,
mm-hmm.
our places is the little bars and the little restaurants in our area. When we come out to see our friends in these areas. But
yeah.
when we congregate, we're not trying to break any law. That's our home.
Yeah.
So when you pull up in the patrol car and on the PA system, curse us out, and I have witnesses to this, they pull up and curse us through the PA system and say, get your effing whatever it is from around here.
Yeah.
And then come up with three people with three machine gun and three gun on the side of your leg. It's intimidating.
Yeah.
So when you run us and we don't order our food and we can't get it, and then when we walk off, you follow and tell us go home. And then this ain't gonna be long. Then when I ask you, because I think I'm kind of intelligent and I have rights. So mm-hmm. if I ask you, I say, so, why you curse us out? I mean, what we do, this where we live, this Easter, we ain't in groups of more than five. So I say, if you curse us out, that I think that's wrong, sir. I say, I don't think you should do that. Then
mm-hmm.
when you fire the curse me out and tell me you don't like mine, but yeah, but my face, I don't like mine. And you bigger tech with a machine gun on you.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I just feel intimidated. So I go on, and I walk off, and I leave my food order. So we go on back the next day, because we come out.
Mm-hmm.
We go on back the next day, and I called that day that he did it. I called headquarters, and I told them what happened. So when he looked for me the next day. When he saw me the next day, he said you could call 919, the call is free, ain't nothing gonna happen. So when he did that to me, I called back and I tell the man who's at headquarters what the police doing to us.
Yeah.
So he told me if he comes back, get the car number and
mm-hmm.
call him.
Yeah.
But he can't lock you up because you're free. He said you're free, you have the right to walk off Wolf Road and to get what you're getting.
Mm-hmm. And
if you ain't committing no crime, he said he shouldn't target y'all.
Yeah.
Call him.
Mm-hmm. Sorry for talking so long, but I felt like I might have been harassed further or even hurt in the night if he saw me. I felt if he saw me because I called in, and he knew it was me who called.
Yeah,
because I told him I was going to call.
The fear of victimization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To curse us out like that. And people was in the parking lot. So when you curse us out over the PA system, that's a loudspeaker. You shouldn't use that. The public.
And they give the public the impression that y'all are criminals that
exactly.
need to be addressed in that manner.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you, Carlo.
You know, thank you.
Yeah, man.
You know, Aaron, I find it funny if I were to be at that bar and I were to say, blah, 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 curse him out.
Yeah.
I would be prosecuted.
Yeah. He should be prosecuted. That's what should happen to police officers that curse as well, right?
Yeah.
They should be prosecuted.
Yeah. They should be prosecuted. What we're going to do is we're going to give a little space for police officers, understanding that they don't necessarily have access to the psychosocial services that are required for people in high-stress jobs. And often that stress turns into frustration, which is then projected back out onto the people they're supposed to be serving. And then we got a class interrogation we can talk about in a second. But, caller, you're on the clock.
I greet you, Aaron Green. Good morning to you. Good morning to your co-host.
Good morning. Good morning. Just before you start, let me just say thank you for the invite on Facebook. But it turns out that you have so many Facebook friends, you can't accept I can't accept it.
The request.
I know. I have to make a sacrifice to somebody.
No. We're going to find out a plan B. Don't you sacrifice nobody for me. All right. Let's go. How you doing?
First of all, I had a good Easter, thank God. We had a, was beautiful. They said to you that smiling, this weather is so gorgeous on the Easter holiday. And I want to say shout out to the fishermen out there who provide all those beautiful, tasty fish fresh. Those fresh Aaron Green. I was thinking about you, but I didn't get the tamarind.
Oh, boy.
My sisters got dilly. They promised me some dilly.
Yeah, it is dilly time.
Yeah, I see that publicly, so between my sister and my niece, bring my dilly.
Yes.
I got a good dilly tree.
Okay.
All right, but someone's going to bring the tamarind.
All right, thank you. I hope that someone heard.
I hear y'all show the most popular show on Garden Radio.
No, man. Only because I give away fruits when you see me. That's the only reason they say that, but that can't be true, man. No. I in a house of superstars, man.
You are the culture show. You talk about feeding ourselves. You talk about all the old trees. What I always recommend, we need to pass in Parliament to preserve our native trees.
Absolutely.
Even if you build a house, don't cut them down.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And our native plants.
And look here, I want you to know, I'm trying to get reps from local government to come on, right? I saw in the paper where Travis Robinson and the Bain and Grantstown constituency was having a cleanup. They were clearing lots, right?
I saw that.
And then I realized that it was too late for me to say to Travis, man, Travis, have you identified all of the trees that were in the spot before they were cleared down?
Right.
And identified which ones could potentially stay up and which ones had to go down. And whether you're salvage any of the wood for woodworking projects.
Right. All of
these kinds of things. And I want to talk to the local government people about how local government can operate to ensure that these things happen in any particular jurisdiction, right?
The new environmental law. I thought that would have been one of the things I want to, I don't know if they passed it yet, but one of the things I thought would have been an environment laws preserving our native trees, native plants.
Yeah. Well, don't worry, Pumpkin Eater. This month is Environment Month, right?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
So I got something to read to the audience. I'm hoping to focus, our conversations on stakeholders in the environment, on the family islands, people who work in with natural resources. When we talk about, I want us to have conversations about what do we mean when we say natural resources.
But started off yesterday on what I told my people to claim the beach. I hope they follow. I trying to check it out now that they leave the beach clean.
Man, listen, but look here, Pumpkin Eater, this is an entire show.
Uh-huh.
So I want to talk about the dynamics involved in properly maintaining beaches, because it's not just about telling the people to collect their trash, right?
Right.
We know a couple of things. We know there's a ban on
them off the beach.
Oh, look here, without a doubt. That's a given. In fact, if you were connected to one of them, you should be banned from the beach.
Well, yeah.
It's just nasty.
I surprised that was not in the part of the plastic. Maybe they like it too much. They put it in the plastic ban.
Anyway, look here. I gotta go. I got a bunch of texts, and I want you to hear what I have planned for today.
But I'm your Pumpkin Eater. I've enjoyed the environment. Hats off to the fishermen and to the root bakery person. I think I might cross bond from somebody else. But hats off to them too. I'm your Pumpkin Eater. I'm an environment.
Thank you. Look here, please, y'all do not be denying people hot cross bun on Good Easter. You have the advocates up in an uproar. So,
yeah.
Darwin, let me get to these texts.
Sure.
Aaron, you know that extreme superstar desert summer heat coming eventually.
Oh, yeah.
Please leave the little cold front alone, man. Stop discouraging him before he leave early. Look here, this cold front sticking around like one of us owe him money. He ain't going nowhere. Aaron, I watch every day where MPs, senators, lawyers, police officers, and doctors park on sidewalks and in handicapped parking. They are all pathetic. Who the law is for? I will say this. I see it happen far too often. Mm-hmm. And the reason why it's most important is because they set a standard. They set the standard. Commercial and professional drivers, government drivers, drivers of government vehicles, you're all setting the standard. That's why you get paid extra, you get paid more than the regular people, because you're expected to maintain the standard.
Right.
Aaron, correct. The $20 million was spent on roads and parks. The parks look great, but by the way, kudos to the government. Yeah. There's been a focus on parks. There's a lot more infrastructural work that has to take place. And then let me say this. We as constituencies and communities, mm-hmm. we should be coming together and pooling some of our resources,
right?
To put in place some of these things.
Exactly.
Like cameras, CCTV cameras that could be monitored, and lights that are on all the time.
Exactly.
And ensuring that the pathways and the bushes near the pathway to the park mm-hmm. are clean. So there's no risk of children or women or vulnerable
exactly.
people being hurt or exactly. snatched by predators. Here's another text. Great show as usual. If the government like to waste, I can't use that word, texter, away money so much, could I give them my bank account to waste away some of that money on mine? That sounds like a good idea. Great show as usual. Too much fat woman was on the beach yesterday. What happened to the nice body Coca-Cola shaped gals? Well, first of all.
Stop that.
No.
Stop that.
No. First of all, your body size don't necessarily determine your beauty. It's a combination
exactly.
of things. Second of all, people gotta love the body that they in.
Exactly.
So what if you don't like it, boss? Somebody love it.
I bet you that text says eat KFC every other week, though.
No, we can't make fun of the text either, right? Like, we can't do that, Darwin. But we can tell him this. You stay right there dissing big gals. Mm-hmm. Somebody out there loves it. And mm-hmm. what we really focus on is what is the best or the optimal state for your health.
Right.
That's it. What is going to keep you alive the longest? Mm-hmm. That's what we're concerned about. Look here, big body girls. Y'all go love yourself, man.
Big up yourself.
And they say at least 1,000 people was on Arawaki yesterday with no mask on.
That's not true.
I mean, it couldn't have been 1,000.
That's not true.
It's not enough. How much was it?
I can't say the number, but with the no mask on, that's a lie. I passed there. Everybody had mask on.
Yeah.
Stop that caller. Even the side stalls, everybody had mask on.
But
stop
look here,
that.
I look into this picture in the paper, in front of the headline on the Guardian.
Yeah, yeah.
I see plenty of people with no mask on.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not just cast aspersions on the young people that like to go out on the beach. Another text. Aaron, the light at Cumberland and Shirley Blue Hill has been out all weekend. This is disgraceful. Mm-hmm. Why could not an emergency crew come out to fix such a critical thoroughfare? More importantly, days after a fatality.
We just don't learn from the issues.
Well, and I imagine that the infrastructure in place is either outdated or severely eroded.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't allow for the type of communications
right.
necessary to manage the traffic systems effectively.
I think we also need more traffic awareness, right?
Yeah.
We need to know that certain lights work on sensors, certain lights work a certain way. So when you pull up, you have a sign that says sensor light, pull up to the sensor.
Yeah, somebody could to indicate that, right?
Yes.
And some people don't know what's going on. They don't know that if you don't hit the sensor light, it's going to take a long time for
exactly.
it to change.
Or it don't change at all,
right.
some of them.
And then you see people like on Montague, mm-hmm. the person who turned right on red for no reason, right, at all other than they were bored.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
wait, maybe hit the sensor. All right, I got another text here. From the amount of police on the fish fry yesterday, the number of people jammed up in, I'm not going to call the name of the business, was offensive. How do we allow these things to happen? Because we refuse to allow ourselves to be policed.
Exactly.
Thank you, Tex. I can tell you right now how the thing this happened. You, not you particularly, but say Erin Green don't want nobody to tell her nothing.
What to do.
I don't want you to tell me what to do, how to smell, where to look. Boss, keep yourself to yourself. So not only do I not follow instructions, I don't encourage other people to follow instructions. I don't pay attention to what is required to create an environment where people could follow instructions. And while I think I'm sitting there isolated by myself and my behavior doesn't impact other people, really what I'm doing is creating an environment that is less tolerable to authority.
And uncomfortable.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I also look at it this way, Erin. If we had more trust of the police, the commands that they give and the things that they do, I think it'd be a little easier for some persons to also follow. But I agree, we don't like to be policed.
No.
At all.
And so watch this. See, when I have the history shows, when I delve into our colonial and our slave past, right?
Yes.
One of the reasons I think it's important to interrogate that is because we need to understand why we have such an anti-authoritarian
view.
Right. Mm-hmm. Why we stay operating in the counterculture,
right,
even though we in charge and we could grow and create our own culture.
Mm-hmm.
We stay looking for the hookup.
Mm-hmm.
We stay not waiting to turn.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Wait until it's our time to turn.
Right.
We stay shortchanging.
I think it's a psychological thing too, right? You get beat all your childhood, now you're older. Oh, but ain't nobody can touch me. Ain't nobody can deal with me now. Nah, as a big man, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's also that too. You know, with so many of these small things, as we grow up, we go through these little issues and they build up and we look at them as this overall, overarching, I just don't like authority. But no, you have a disdain toward authority because
of the way that it treated you.
Right, Grammy beat you in the front of the school.
Yeah.
And after that, you've always been iron into you, iron on your run.
Right, and people, and especially young people who would have been beaten for no discernible reason.
Right.
Right, or no real reason. It didn't warrant the beating.
That's painful.
Right? But those are the spaces in which you develop your attitude and your politic, like the way that you interact with authority and your own authority, right?
Yes.
And sometimes these people have a problem operating as an authority figure in the midst or among or within an environment with other authority figures.
Exactly.
Whether those authority figures sit above you or they're lateral to the side of you.
Right.
And you both have equal amounts of authority.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And we could see that playing out in the police force, when they interact with other people. Mm-hmm. We could see how younger officers may be frightened or concerned or hesitant to challenge the behavior of a senior officer that they know is blatantly wrong.
Oh, well, I've heard that it's a rule in the force that you don't speak up to your superior.
Well, but listen, this is military, right?
Yeah.
Right, this is how military works.
Exactly.
And so it's understandable that a young cadet or a young recruit is sitting there thinking, well, look, if I start talking about these things,
I can get in problems.
Right. Then maybe I'm going to need to leave the force if I want to take this course of action.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so it's important for us to have these conversations. I got another text here. It says, slim body means more healthy, Miss Green. Well, I think it's about the body mass index.
Yes.
And what we have determined is that we may need to reassess how we calculate body mass index for people of color, people of African descent.
Exactly.
At the same time, slim body ain't a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be proportionate.
Exactly.
Most importantly, for younger people, remember this, when you get older, the most important consideration is, can you carry your own body weight?
Mm-hmm.
Can you lift yourself up from the ground if you have an accident?
Exactly.
This is the most important thing. Don't get older and cannot control your body.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the core strength, your tummy tight enough to control the other muscles of your body so you don't fall down when you walk in or jog into the tamarind tree because the bay teeth and all your tamarinds? This may or may not have happened to me in the past.
Oh, Lord.
Another text, Got to stop sugarcoating this. If they truly love their body, they would take better care of it and get in shape. In shape. Fit always. Most attractive by far. Now, let's talk about that. Getting in shape. Mm-hmm. Right? Can your heart manage the processes and the energy and the output you have every day? Mm-hmm. This is what we're talking about, getting in shape.
Right.
There are a number of yoga instructors who are plus-size women.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen a plus-size woman on one hand, holding her whole body up on one hand? Then you understand, right?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
It's not just about how big the body is. It's what you could do with that
exactly.
body.
Exactly. Man, I had a PE teacher that was bigger than me. And when I say bigger, fat. He was big, fat guy. He will outrun me all day. He would run around the thing six times while the students could only do two.
Yeah.
And we were what you call skinny.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
So don't judge people so quickly. I have a text here. Everyone got fat during COVID. Some people exaggerating, Aaron. And then this text that also said, you know, when he said that we need space away from each other. He said we need about 3 years to balance out this space from each other.
Yeah.
But look here. I say this. Let's thank the universe that we had a space to be cooped up with.
Each
together.
Other. Exactly.
And when the time comes, let's thank the universe that we can find space
right.
to take time apart.
And
but,
and it's crazy because this happens every 100 years. It's like clockwork.
Yeah.
Every 100 years.
It's a cycle.
Years.
And our job now, right, in 2020, 2021, is
right.
to document this so we
yes.
can prepare.
For the next one.
The next one. Mm-hmm. We can help people get over the psychological trauma and the uncertainty and the
exactly.
fear that things will never be the same.
Exactly.
Because things will never be the same. But don't fear it.
Mm-hmm.
Be prepared for it.
Right.
Right. Right? But look here. Look how much we can learn from y'all young people. We got another text here. Aaron, as I listen to Brave Davis talking about the Minnesota government needing to be transparent, how hypocritical do they think we have forgotten the PLP ways of secret deals like BPC? Dear texter, I had a whole thing written up about this, right? About the headline, Country Can't Afford 5 More Years of FNM.
Mm-hmm.
Davis urges Bahamians not to trust Minnesota again. Who should we trust, Brave? Who should we trust?
That's a good question.
Surely it ain't y'all. For sure it's not you. That ain't who you telling to trust.
I mean, that ain't even a question. We know for sure we can't trust you, man.
Not you who has not clearly said that, hey, I just checked out the COVID protocols and there's been no allowance for campaigning. Maybe we should shut our campaigning down.
Mm-hmm.
Not you. Don't be this intellectual dishonesty, Mr. Davis, is not becoming. It is not a good look. And I summed up my whole commentary with one word. Shh. Dear PLP, shh. Because the FNM is not the biggest, the biggest breaker of promises. They may have been the greatest disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Bahamians at this moment are very disappointed in the FNM administration. I will give you that. But not nearly as disappointed as we are in the PLP after 4 years of y'all in opposition.
Exactly.
And you have not shown us anything to prove that you are ready to govern. You haven't shown us anything to prove that you understand the mistakes that were made in the last administration.
Right.
And you prepared to deal with them. Nothing. So I said, shh, don't say nothing. Got another text. And then let me read about 3 texts, Arlington. Then let's go to a break and we come back in. Aaron Green, tell the texter to each his own. He could afford to say too much fat girls on the beach. Some fellas are magnetically attracted to so-called fat girls or fat women. I have 2 cousins and a young uncle who would have been in heaven out there on that beach seeing all those big, beautiful ladies.
Right.
So I want to say 2 things. Comorbidities are a problem. In the context of the COVID pandemic, we can see that obesity and morbid obesity are 2 of the biggest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are 2 of the biggest contributing factors to COVID-related adverse effects, right?
Right.
So we're not saying don't be concerned about your health.
Mm-hmm.
What we're saying is if you don't have nothing nice to say,
don't say
nothing at
exactly.
all. Let the boy them who love big, beautiful women
enjoy.
Say it.
Exactly.
That's all. And it goes, but we too obese as a society, you'll have to admit that. I just admitted it. We don't have to shame the devil. I just said it. But thank you, Texas. I want to recognize you put that point out there. Obesity is a problem.
Yes.
That's fine, but understand the more weight you put on, the more likely are you to get disease and die. So he could run 10 laps, but at much greater chance of dying.
Of course. Of course. It's understood. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think the point I was making there is that he is clearly fit enough to be able to make that run, run his PE class, and then do that again for the next PE class at 2, yeah, 3 o'clock, whatever
in
time it is
session.
That the next PE class is. I've watched this man do this all day.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure, quite sure why he's still that big, but he can do this. He does this all day.
And it could be that he's a bodybuilder.
Right.
Right. He's trying to keep his bulk up while he's in the off season.
Right.
So that when he gets back into training.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Right? And that's the thing, right? Bodybuilders look fat in the off season. You think this guy is fat. And all that is just layered fat that he's going to use to build that muscle a little later on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One last text, Arlington, and then we're gonna go to that break. Unless you got a caller there. I like to hear callers. Especially when they have Tamron Fimmer. Aaron, the Minnesota government may have had its challenges, but they are a far better option than a Philip Davis government. Well, I love this text. Not may have. The FNM Minnesota administration and government have had its challenges.
Mm-hmm.
They've had challenges that have been presented that they have had to face, mm-hmm, and then they've had challenges in the face of
right,
the challenges.
Exactly. And right? Some challenges that they've created.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On their own.
Right.
But they are a far better option than a Philip Davis government. Now, I can't tell you that I have the metrics to determine that with a degree of certainty, right? But what I can tell you is this, is that the PLP, while in opposition, have not done enough to show
that
they're ready
exactly
to govern.
Exactly.
That they're ready to pick up the reins on day one,
mm-hmm,
and push forward with the same momentum,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
or to develop more momentum, right?
Exactly.
One of the ways you could prove that is by operating a program while you are in opposition.
Exactly.
At a national level,
mm-hmm,
at a constituency level, at an island level, at a community level.
Right.
Just one sustainable program. That's all you got to do.
Exactly.
To begin to prove that you're ready for governance.
Exactly.
Anyway, you tuned into 96.9 FM. That means that's Guardian Radio. We will be right back after this break, mm-hmm, Bahamas.
Have an outstanding real property tax bill? Take advantage of our real property tax forgiveness program. Bring your account to zero and receive a 50% discount on your outstanding tax and surcharge past 180 days. Or get a payment plan. Make a 25% deposit on your outstanding tax, receive a 100% waiver on the surcharge, and pay the difference within 36 months, interest-free. Contact the Department of Inland Revenue at 225-5778 or email us at rptforgive@bahamas.gov.bs. Offer ends May 31st.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The sun comes up with a burning glow, shines down on paradise below. I'm talking about the Bahamas, you know. Our beautiful archipelago. Now go, 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 pride, beauty.
Good morning, Bahamas. It is Tuesday, April 6th, 2021, and you're on the clock with Aaron Green. And today's show has been brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue. And we're very thankful to have them on as sponsors for the show. And I hope to have them on the show very soon to talk about some of the new and innovative programming and services that are being offered by Department of Inland Revenue. So, Darwin, it's April, and that means it's World Environment Month.
Yes.
It's also Autism Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And so throughout this month, I'm hoping to have some conversations about the environment, about autism awareness, right? About yes. natural resources, about human resources, and how we relate to the world around us. Amen. But first, let me tell you a story about natural resources, Bahamas. Did you know that the Bahamas is one of the only countries in the world that has both rapid and slow land formation? Mayaguana sits on a different plate from the rest of the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. It has lava rock, and it has rapid land formation. And my friend's grandfather had to rebuild a dock at least once because the land kept outgrowing the dock. The Jolta Keys in Andres, on the other hand, they didn't exist when Columbus stemmed sail through. See, there's a break in the barrier reef, and the waves that come through that break push more sand above sea level than the surrounding waves. And when the fresh water hits that sand, it turns it into rock. I stood on rocks that didn't exist when Christopher Columbus sailed through the Bahamas. Then there are the many faces of Andres. They're the creek systems, the mangrove systems, the pine forests, which is that's from sustainable forestry to ecotourism to orchids and vanilla and chocolate production to blue holes. Did you ever hear the legend of the blue holes, that blue holes actually stretch all the way to South America? Then we have aragonite and oeotic sand producing seabeds. Then we have sisal and straw, right? We have an environment in Andres that's perfect for producing sisal and straw. And then if it gets even better, there's the west side of North Andres. And it has an ecological system that scientists say Saudi Arabia looked like that 100,000 years ago. See, there's a lot of talk about natural resources. And one school of thought says that Bahamians have a right to benefit exclusively or primarily from the country's natural resources. Mm-hmm. The other is saying that Bahamians have an obligation to protect and preserve our natural resources for the benefit of Bahamians and the entire planet.
Yes.
So during this month, I wanted us to consider, among other things, some of these things. What does it mean to have sovereignty over a place or natural resources? What does it mean to have dominion over the earth and all the things God created in it? What do we mean when we say we have a right to exploit our natural resources? Do we understand how we, as Bahamians and humans, and everything alive on the planet benefit from these resources? Do we understand what is required to benefit sustainably? Do we even care? We should re-examine what it means to benefit from natural resources, as well as what it means to own land, at a time when countries are recognizing natural landmarks as sentient. And what does that mean? Well, in 2017, New Zealand granted legal personhood to the Whanganui River. That's how important that river is to life in New Zealand, historically and in the present. In the same way, we should re-examine what it means to be successful, to be a successful human being. What if it is just to be ourselves? And that alone adds value to society or to our families and our friends' lives. We should re-examine how we ascribe or how we give value to things and how we give value to people. See, I think sovereignty is a commitment to creating the things we value and valuing the things that we can create. So, Pumpkinita, when you made that point about the beaches and our people keeping the beaches clean, trust me, I did feel you. That's what we on. And I got another text here. It says, also, since it's Environment Month, let's not forget Mr. Davis's comments in regards to supporting environmentally friendly oil drilling and his bid, if elected, he would renew BPC's oil drilling licenses.
Thank you, Dexter. Yeah.
Yeah.
You saw that.
It's like I almost forgot that, but I didn't. First things first, what is environmentally friendly oil drilling?
It doesn't exist.
It does exist. No, it does exist.
Yeah. Okay.
That's when you drill into the coconut.
Yeah, exactly.
For the coconut oil.
Exactly.
Because it's very, like very environmentally friendly. But let me tell you why. Because you can't extract coconut oil by drilling into coconuts.
Right.
Just coconut water. And exactly. Everybody will be happy and will be your friend.
Exactly.
But the only environmentally friendly oil extraction is from plants. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's all it is.
Okay, wow. This is another big text. Good morning, Ms. Green. The PLP should not be touting trust at this junction in time. Isn't Mr. Davis the same man that misled Parliament and the country on BAMSI twice? I'm not quite sure. Did Mr. Davis pretended not to know who Nygaard was? And then I cannot believe that Brave Davis tried to pretend that he didn't know who Nygaard was. That's almost like you telling me my mother is pretending she don't know who eat the mango. Everybody know you met the mango. You took the mango to your room and you ate it. Ain't nobody even buying that.
That's crazy.
Another text, Darwin, if the Bahamian people will be intellectually stupid enough to believe that anything will change with this administration, you are more gullible and foolish than blind dog. Well, first of all, blind dogs are not gullible or foolish.
At all.
They develop a whole lot of skills to survive on this planet.
At all.
You deserve what you get in return for your vote, which is nothing. The lies, the abuses, the missteps, the deceiving is enough to rid of them. To believe anything will change with this administration, which one you mean? Do you mean the FNM or the PLP that's incoming? Because there are a lot of us that will ascribe that to both parties.
I have to say, Aaron, I'm pretty happy that I can go to school for free. Granted, the FNM didn't bring that in. They just changed around what the PLP had put in.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty happy about going to school for free, but I'm still upset about some of the things the FNM is doing, right?
Yeah.
And I think we neglect to look at both sides. We just want to attack the one side because they're saying one thing.
Yeah.
But we got to acknowledge both sides are trash for all intents and purposes.
That's an extremely harsh.
It's a young person's critique.
Yeah, I feel you. No. And you have the right to that opinion.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I would give them a little bit more credit because to call it trash diminishes the attempts by I would say civil servants and people who are committed to doing the work, right?
Oh yeah.
And so that's my critique of your critique. It's simply that we have to be careful that we don't diminish the achievements of people in the system.
Agreed.
And discourage them.
Agreed.
Right?
Exactly.
And that's what a lot of this current political discourse does.
Yes.
It discourages people that are really trying to do
some good stuff.
Right.
Right.
And trying to do the work. So I know, but keep the critique. Just expand on it. Don't stop there.
Of course.
Right.
Of course.
You know, let people know what you mean.
Of course.
And so you let people know, well, this is what I am supporting.
Right.
And this is what I'm very, very concerned
about. Yes.
So I got three quick texts and then we are out of here, guys. Morning, Aaron. Brave has never been in charge of governing this country before Minnis became prime minister. He too was in the same position. We didn't know Minnis would be this lousy, but we gave him opportunity. Y'all like to say who deserves opportunity? Well, Brave deserves opportunity too. Stop being biased. No, dare sir. First of all, in cabinet, you're equal among equals, right? In cabinet, you all share equal responsibility for these things, right? And at any point in time, Brave could have expressed his displeasure with the decisions made by cabinet or the prime minister. At any time, he could have done that. That previous administration was his administration, too. And Minnis, that previous administration, Ingram led, that was yours, too. Mm-hmm. Don't give him a bye like that. And everybody deserves opportunity, but you don't deserve an opportunity to run my country because you gave somebody else an opportunity to do it?
Exactly.
Are you all crazy? No. And in the same way, a woman doesn't deserve the opportunity just because she's a woman.
Exactly.
Right? That's
exactly.
Not what we're saying. Mm-hmm. Please, the political culture has gotten out of control. None of them deserve a chance to be prime minister. They have to earn it. by displaying integrity and mindfulness and maturity and discipline and a commitment to the collective good, collective. Not just PLP or FNM, not just the people who support you and vote for you. Everybody, whether you like them or not. Because like I was trying to say earlier, we sharing this planet, people. We sharing it. Okay, guys, I got to go. Levan is waiting. You know, Unleashed is next at 11 a.m. You've been tuned in to On the Clock with Aaron Green. Have a great day, Bahamas. I gave this line.